Oh, what a night. Early November in 2020, the counting votes in Milwaukee. I remember what a night. Oh, what a night. The orange one has claimed victory. To be honest, that was rather silly. Let's count all the votes and then we will see the back of him, hopefully. What an absolute shit fest, honestly. Was it ever going to be anything else involved with this guy? I mean, the principle of voting, it's really, really easy, isn't it? It is, you know, bear in mind, people have died for this, right? It is really easy. You have a date, you go and mark your ballot in person or by post. I've postal voted for, I don't know, 15 years probably. And there is a cut-off when that process ends. And then all those votes are counted and spoilt ones thrown out. And you declare the biggest number of votes and who wins. It could not be simpler. Until you throw in an orange racist, narcissist, misogynist who is just not that bright and is power mad. A guy who has, let's just have the facts of it, he's lost more money than he's made. His first thought when the US suffered its most horrific terrorist attack was that he had the tallest building in New York. He does everything that he accuses others of. That's one of his modus operandi. If he's doing something, he'll then accuse someone else of it, a sort of diversion. His family mismanaged charitable funds, and that's me being charitable at best, for their own benefit. He's cost over $100 million to the US taxpayer to play golf. Not a huge issue as the president needs protecting, but on the back of repeatedly berating and bashing Obama for playing less than half the amount of golf. It's just laughable, isn't it? He's repeatedly lied, you know, proven lies too many times to even talk about. And himself is an alleged rapist, or an alleged certainly having sexual encounters with underage girls. That took out a full page ad for five lads to be given the death penalty in New York when they were innocent. The guy is a schmuck. It is simple as that. It's nothing to do with politics. I sit and have these conversations with people. He is an absolute total schmuck. And the fact it's so close tells you everything you need to know about Biden as well. I don't really have any, you know, skin in the game, as I say. You know, this guy should have been blown out the water. But to stand up and declare victory and try not to get votes counted, I think is the absolute lowest of the low when you think of the history of how people have fought for the right to vote. He is a disgusting human being. That is what he is. And I know there's people on FTS who support him. I just do not get it. If the guy came and sat at your dinner table, are you telling me that's who you want to mix with? I just find it absolutely staggering. He's an absolute scumbag. And the world will be better off with him off out of it. Yes, you might not like Biden, but it might lead to change and some things that start to get politics back to where it should be, rather than this divisive nastiness than it is. So yes, I did stay up. I resisted the urge to get involved in tweeting because it was quite clear it was going to be close and you can make yourself look stupid. I did say that I thought Biden was a nailed on good value 1.5 shot. I'm still going to stand by the fact I think Biden will win. I was absolutely staggered in the night when Trump hit 1.24. Just amazing how even a market with 400 million can overreact so much. You know, it sort of reminded me, I was thinking back to the early days of NFL. Certainly, you know, those of you who know Cassini, he used to talk about the overreaction in NFL markets, and he made a lot of money in those when teams would get 7-0, 14-0 up or whatever. And I'm just amazed in a market like this, on this presidential thing, which is so uncertain, how anyone or either of them would get back down to 1.24 when we have no idea. You know, this is going to go to the courts. There's no way that schmuck's going to go quietly, whatever happens. I think that, you know, I'm of no doubt that he's a corrupt individual. And I think that if he can cling on to power for another 4 years, it stops any possible investigations into him and things. He's an absolute disgrace of a human being. But yeah, I'm standing by the fact. I don't know what it is now. It was about even money the pair when I last looked. Somebody put on Twitter, did make me laugh, even money the pair of old gits. All Biden's into 1.6 now. That's moved. It's just some market. There's some volatility in that market. There'll be people who've absolutely cleaned up. Fair play. But yeah, politics aside, I do hope we see the back of him. I just think he's an absolute disgusting human being. And that's my view on it. And again, I welcome the views of people who support him. Tell me why you support him. I welcome to hear it. If somebody wants to come on the podcast and defend him, I'd love to sit and discuss with you what it is. Because unfortunately, the thing we've got now, and it's through the world, we've had it with Brexit. The Americans have had it longer than us, you know, the blue v red. It's just this, as I've said many times, that people don't give up their side. They just don't want to see it. They just want to pretend it didn't happen. You know, you look at, somebody sent me a clip of, I'm going to get onto him in a minute, Farage and did Piers Morgan, I didn't watch it fully, but Piers Morgan played him a clip of when he talked about injecting disinfectant or whatever. And I think, does Piers Morgan say, have I made that up? And he said yes or something. I mean, politics aside, the worst part of all this, and as bad as the mess across the Atlantic is that weasel Farage's sort of MAGA rally appearance seems to have suddenly got him back on our screens and back in the news, spouting his bilge. The formation of a new Reform UK party, which will see more mugs sending money via PayPal, expecting it mysteriously disappears. Absolute fraudulent charlatan twat. And I can say, because I've met the guy, I've had a conversation with him, that guy is, I honestly do not understand how any human being gives him the time of day. But in the UK, he has a cult following because people just want to grab sound bites and follow it. I should have whacked him the day I met him, should have given him the full on FTS headbutt. And that's the bit, you know, that's what I just. It's the standards. The standards have gone. The standards of people that we want to do these jobs. You know, standards in general are falling, but the standards of people that you would expect to be able to do these jobs just seems to have gone out the window. And amazing me, older people who grew up through what I grew up and before, they side with it and see, they see how things have changed, but because it's in their camp now, they won't back down from it. They won't stand and say, no, actually, you're right. And I've got friends like it. I've got friends who are absolute staunch Brexiteers, staunch Trump fans, but they can't give you a coherent argument. They just say, that's what it is, that's what it is. And obviously, when you try and sort of talk intelligently to them, and, you know, these guys, I'm not saying they're stupid, they're quite intelligent guys, they just sort of brush over the flaws and the counter-arguments because it doesn't suit them to listen to it. But anyway, that's it. It'd be interesting to see what happens, but don't expect anything soon. I think we're going to see whatever happens. I think Trump will mount a legal challenge, particularly if he gets beat. He's just not an individual to go quietly, is he? So there we go. There we go. Another little sing-song for you. Right, let's get to Backgate. It's still not great. It is better than it was. It did really stiffen up last night, but thank you to the nice people who suggested medical cures as opposed to just taking the piss. I did do the heat and ice, heat and ice, heat and ice throughout the day yesterday. It's sitting down, that's when it hurts most. If I actually stay sat, it locks right up. I get that you're all laughing at me. And let's get the old CCTV business sorted out. I did check the CCTV, but my CCTV is on schedule. Like you put your heating on schedule or your lights there. So it didn't record the incident because it goes off in the morning because I don't need it on 24/7 because I'm in the house. So the CCTV didn't cover the incident, so there is no footage. If somebody wants me when I'm better to go out and reenact it in slow motion, then I will happily do that and Sam can film it. But no, Sam didn't film it either. Her concern wasn't, oh, he's going to make a fool of himself here, I'll get the phone out. She wanted her stuff to go to the RSPCA. It just didn't quite go as I planned it. I see on the TV, as I said yesterday, it just looks a little bit simpler. But no, that's it. So, yeah, we'll see what happens in the States. It'll be interesting, won't it? Amazing, amazing market. That is the one thing. It is an amazing market. 1.66 Biden. Yeah, and I think Trump at 1.24. Incredible. Right, what have we got today? I've got quite a few horses for courses, and I've got one football bet, or one football bit of advice. Finding the horses might be the starting point. I had them on a spreadsheet here, and now I can't find it. You know the rules. Bear with me. Where have I put that? I had it just here. Oh, here we go. Here we go. Right, horses. Been a bit dry last couple of days, I'll be honest, but here we go. You're going to get that with the next. Right, we have got in the... we got Kempton, Matt. We got all four meetings. Kempton got four. Kempton, 450 River Chorus, 550 Host, 650 Soldiers Minute, and 750 Come On Girl. Musselboro, 250 Raymond. Lingfield, 2 o'clock, New York State of Mind. Fantastic Billy Joel song. Lingfield, 2 o'clock, New York State of Mind. Nottingham, 140 Oriental. And Nottingham, 340 Charles Auburn. So that is all the horses for today. And football, the over 2.5 at 90 yards over price. Over 2.5 at 90 QPR is over price in number 4. Yeah, just put things out. I'm going to answer this morning. So it's up. I'm going to drop my rest. I'm going to rest. So it's disgraceful. It's disgraceful. But you know, he's going to be upset to the deck. It's going to be aggro a few days ago. Know what he's like. Right, I think that's it. I think that's it to my little team. Whatever side of it you're on, it makes entertaining viewing. I'm a guess. Enjoy it. I do hope they keep that fuckpot Farage off the fucking TV, though. Honestly, that will ruin any viewing. I'm going to watch the CNN version, I think, or one of the American channels, just in case he pops up. You won't be on one of them. Right, have a lovely, what is it, Wednesday. I might have some golf on the trading group, on the trading Telegram. I've added a few more this week. I'll add some more when I get time. And tomorrow, I was going to do some stats. I've got them ready, but I want to just check them. And I stayed up all night watching that. So I'm going to put those on the pod tomorrow, the stats that I was talking about yesterday. I've done quite a few, and I want to get them in some coherent form so I can run through it and explain it a bit better.